Da'abera b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael menifin, v'ein b'nos Yisrael menifos. Hagashos, which is bringing the mincha close to the mizbeach, it says, v'zos toras ha-mincha, hakrev osa b'nei Aaron. Hakrev means bring close, but only b'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron, lo b'nos Aaron. Kamitzos, by the mincha, says simply, diksiv hevia el b'nei Aaron v'kamatz. B'nei Aaron does the kmitza v'lo b'nos Aaron. Viter, haktaros, the burning of the korbanos. It says, hiktiro oso b'nei Aaron does it, v'lo b'nos Aaron. Next, malikos. Now, malikos does not say beferush, but it says, Diksiv umalak vehiktir. It's next to each other, those two words. So it says, Iskish maliko haktara. You compare maliko haktara, and we just had before, haktara is done by Bnei Aaron only, lo b'nos Aaron. It's the same thing by malika, only by the Bnei Aaron, and not by the ladies. Now, kabalos is interesting. The kabalos says, it's the receiving of the dam. Diksiv, v'hikrivu b'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron hikrivu. I don't see anything that over there about Kabbalah. So Mar says, Amar Mar, he had to come through and tell us, hikrivu zu Kabbalah sadam. I wouldn't have said that without Mar. I would have said hikrivu means to bring. But he says in the word hikrivu, it means Kabbalah sadam. That's what we needed Mar to say that. Viter, hazos. Says the sprinkling done by the Kohanim only. The question is, what sprinkling are we talking about that we need to exclude the ladies? Hazad Dehecha, which ones are we talking about? Ida Parah, if you're telling me it's talking about the Parah Duma, it's Elazar Kasivba. It says Elazar's name. So that's excluding the other Kohanim. And not the Kohen Gadol, but it's not affecting the ladies. Of course, ladies aren't even in the Parsha Bichlal. It's coming to exclude Kohanim. Elamai e difnim. It's talking about the Parhelm Dovershel Tzibur, where you have to sprinkle the blood on the curtain over there. It says HaKohen HaMashiach Kasev Ba. It says Kohen HaMashiach. Again, excluding other Kohanim. But ladies, of course, aren't in the Parsha, so that doesn't make any sense what it's coming for. Elamai El Hazad Ben Of. It's coming to teach us that even Ben Of, she's not part of. Why? To us, it be Kavachomer Ben Son. We learn that from Kavachomer Ben Son. Ma benson, which is a regular korban, a sheep. Kavalo kohen l'shchitaso. I'm sorry. Shelo kavalo kohen l'shchitaso, where any person can go and shecht it. Shelo kava means it's not requiring a kohen, but kavalo kohen l'hazaso, but in regards to sprinkling, it has to be a kohen. So ben of. Shekavalo kohen l'shchitaso, where ben of, where it's only by a Cohen can do it for Malika. That's the Malika's Ben Of. So for sure, Eno Din Shikbalo Hazas. So then for sure, it tells us that Eno Din for sure, then the Hazah, she can't do. The other two things we knew for sure, it had nothing to do with ladies. On this last one is how maybe a lady can do it, Kamashma or not. Next. Chutz mi mincha soto nazira. These two, they do a lady, Tenufa by Mincha Sot Nazira. So Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshia Dedare, that's Rabbi Yeshia of his generation. There's another one, a different generation. Lo Tetisi Vakarach Ad Amart Li. You're not allowed to sit down, whatever, until you explain this to me. Minayan L'Mincha Sota Shetuna Tenufa. How do you know that Mincha Sota needs tenufa? So the Gemara asks me, Nala, what kind of question is that? Begufa kasiv, it's written beferush there, vehenif es hamincha. You have to do tenufa. So what kind of question is that? How do you know? The answer is, Ella tenufa b'bailim. And now that's the question. B'bailim. How do you know b'bailim does by the soita does the waving? So Gemara says asya yad yad mishlam. You learn that from Shlomin. Ksiv hacha. It's written over here by the mincha of the soita. Lakacha kohem yad ha'isha. So the kohen takes from the lady. So we know that the kohen's part of the that process by the mincha sota. Uksiv hasim, and it says over there by the shlamim yadav to Vienna. So it says over there that the owners are involved. So it says makan kohen af halam kohen. Just like that's the kohen over there. So here also it's a kohen. So then I mean you go back and forth afkan b'ilim. So how's it possible that that's how you do two? Is it gonna buy a limb or is it gonna be the saita, the lady? Who what's what? So the more haketsa, so how do you what's the answer to this dilemma? Kohen machnas yado, tachas yad bailim mainif. The kohen puts his hand under the owner and waves it together. So they do it together. That's what the Zera Shava tells me you do it together. The Gemara says, Eshechan Sota, it's very good by Sota that we know that she's part of it. Nazira Minolan, how do you know by Nazira also, Minchas Nazira, she does the Tenufa? Asya Kaf Kaf Misota, there's a Gzira Shava Kaf Kaf, and that learns, like Sota, she does it, same thing by Nazira. Nazir, Baitra. Next mission, any commandment that's dependent on the land itself, and Hagas Elabaritz. Okay. She and Elabaritz, but if it's something that is not dependent on land, and that shad is the guf, it's only going to get your guf, not the land. So it's no Hagas Elabaritz and Mechutzlaritz. The Gemara says, okay, we'll continue on. Chutz min Arlam and Akhlayim, those two, even if it's land based, it still applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. Lezer Omer Af HaChadash, even Chadash. Now, we're going to find out, it's not so simple. Pashapshat means Rebbe Lezer is Lechumra. The Gemara is going to have a Shailah if it's Lechumra or Lekula. So Gemara says, my Tluya, my Sheena Tluya. What does it mean, Tluya, not Ena Tluya? Elema Tluya, to see Babia. When it says the word Tluya, it means the Pasuk speaking about Bia. It says the word Vayavo or something to do with coming. It's not written the word bia. You can't say that. It's by tefillin petra chamor. It says the hayah kibiyacha Hashem el eretz haknani. When you come to Eretz Knan, over there, it says the word bia. And guess what? Nohagin ben ba'aretz ben mechutz la'aretz. It applies in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. So you can't tell me that when it's said over there, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael because the word bia, here it says the word bia by tefillin and petra chamor, and still it's nogea outside Eretz Yisrael. And Echanami, so that we have to change the pshat. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Hakikam, this is pshat. Kol mitzvah shi hakoves haguf, if it's the choves haguf, a person a chova, no hages ben ba'aretz and mechutz la'aretz. The choves hakarka, and in oheges ela ba'aretz, but if it's choves hakarka, it's only ba'aretz. The Gemara says, how do we know the Shul Shtikl Torah? Tanu Rabbanan. We learn from this pasuk. The Gemara is over this pasuk is in Devarim Yud Beis Aleph. The pasuk says, "Elo achu tinan Tanu Rabbanan. Elo achu kim. These are the laws. Elo hamidrashos. These are the laws that we don't learn beferish, but we have a drasha on them. Hamishpatim elo adinim. Those are the dinim. Asher tishmarun." This is the tells us to guard the mitzvahs, to study Torah, studying it. Lasso, zu, maisa, that's regards to performing it. Ba'aretz, this is where the problem's going to be. It says ba'aretz. At the beginning of the pasuk over there, it says ba'aretz, well, not the beginning of it, in the middle of that pasuk over there in Devarim Yud Beis Aleph, it says ba'aretz. You would have a hamin to think this whole pasuk applies only in Eretz Yisrael. It says ba'aretz. Talmud Loimar, then it comes along the Torah and says, Kol yam asher atem uchayim ha'adama. It says all the days that you are living on the land. On the land means on earth, anywhere. The problem is, e kol yamim, if it says kol hayamim, all the days. So you would think, yachol yuhid ha'agam ben ba'aretz and mechutz la'aretz, you would think it applies all, wherever you're living, forever. So that means Ben Ba'aretz and Mechutz La'aretz. The problem is, Talmud Loma Ba'aretz. It says, Ba'aretz, you got a problem here. It says Aretz in one part, and the other part says, Al Hadamah, call Yamim, which is Mashma anywhere. So how do you do? How do you fix and answer this problem? So Achar Shariba Kasav Mi'et, once the Torah has Marbeh, other places from the word Al Hadamah and Kol HaYamim, and it's Mi'et from the word Ba'aretz. So what? How do you fix that problem? So say Ulamad Mimash Amar Be'inyan. Go and look and see what are those pasukim talking about. The next pasuk, which is pasuk Beis, says Abe Tabdun Es Kol HaMakomos Sh'Avdu Sham Hagoyim. That's talking about destroying the Avodah Zarah. So it says it is a personal mitzvah to do. It's nothing to do with any avodah zarah. You have to destroy. Then no heges ben ba'aretz and mechutz la'aretz. That's no heg even not only in Eretz Yisrael, even in mechutz la'aretz. Of course, shechovas haguf no heges ben ba'aretz ben mechutz la'aretz. So that's how we know if chovas haguf, and then infer from that things that are karka is only ba'aretz. That's how we know the halacha that we just learned. Vayter. Next part says chutz min arlam and klayim. Those two are land based, but the Tana Kama says it doesn't matter. Even though they're land based, you still do it outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara wants to know iboy lehu. Rabbi Lezer lekula palig lechumra palig. Rabbi Lezer said af. What did he say? Af. Chadash. What did he mean by chadash? Is he arguing? I mean, was he bimekel bimachmir? So pash pshat is machmir lechumra polig. Hakikamor pash pshat is saying is lechumra. He's saying hakikamor tanakama. Thomas tanakama says chutz min orlam min aklayim. Because Hilchasa Gemiri La and Talak Moshe Misinai. At least that's for the orla part. Aklayim can be midrabanan, but for sure. One of them is for sure Halakha Moshe Misinai, and Afagav to Ikla Meimar Chovas Karka. Even though it's Chovas Karka, the Tana Kama holds that you still can do it. You have to do it even chutz, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Aval Chadash, this is important, but Chadash, which the Tana Kama does not speak about, but Aretz and Bechutz Laretz Lo is only in Eretz Yisrael. And not chutz la'aretz. That's by Chadash. Now, Chadash says the word, Chukas Olam L'Doroseichem B'chol Moshvoseichem. That's the Hebrew word. Moshvoseichem means what? My time. What's the reason of the Tana Kama? Moshav L'Ach Yerushiv Shiva Mashma. When it says the word Moshvoseichem, it means only after Yerusha and Yeshiva, and that was in like 14 years. So Chadash, is only in Eretz Yisrael and only after possession and settlement of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Asir Ulezel Meimar, Rebbe Lezer, who argues, says, Af Chadash, no heg ben ba'aretz ben chutz la'aretz, that he holds that no, Chadash applies even chutz la'aretz. My time, what's the reason? Moshe b'chol makom shatem yoshim. So the machlokes, exactly what does the word Moshe v'seichem mean? By Chadash, according to Tana Kama, it means only if you're settling in Eretz Yisrael. And according to what's Rebbe Lezer, he says, no, by Chadash it says the word Moshav. And Moshe doesn't mean only Yerusha, Yeshiva. It means any place where you dwell, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's the first shot in the machlokas. It's going lechumra. Good. The problem is, Dilma, maybe you want to say a different shot. Lekula palig. He's going lekula. Who is? That is, Rulah is going lekula. Hakikamar, Tanakama. Tanakama says, chutz min orla uklayim. Orla and klayim are two exceptions, even though they're land-based, they're even outside of Eretz Yisrael. To Hilchos HaGemiri Law, like we said, it's a lot from which we've seen, at least on one of them. Bekol Shekein Chadash, and Chadash, for sure, is going to be applies even outside Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi's Masbir, because it says a word, I think it was Kisavo, it's different than the other ones, and that teaches me even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why? The word Moshav that was written by Chash, the word Moshav, we're changing it now. According to the Tanna Kamma, we thought before Moshav only means Yerush of Yeshiva. Now we're saying that Moshav means anywhere that you sit. So it comes out, it's almost the opposite of what we said before. Why? He holds the new other pshat. Demoshav lach Yerushav Yeshiva Mashma. Ah, for the more akasha, my off. So what means? What does it mean? Off. Off pashtus means even chadash is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now we're saying not like that. So it means no. Off is going back akamaisa, which said originally that even chadash that you may think applies chutz laaretz. No, it's only going akamaisa, which is that first klal that we said. That a land-based thing only applies to land, except for two, and Chadash is under that category of the one that's the regular one that's only based in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we don't know who the Tanna Kamma is. We said Tanna Kamma, but now we're going to show that we're going to find out who it is. Tashma, come and listen. Damar by Mantan de Polig Aled Rivelez, and by finding out who it is. We'll be able to answer to this question: Is it Lekula or Lechumra? Tashma says Yom Rabbi Mantan de Pali led Rabbi Lezer. Who's the one that argues with Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah? We only had so far is the Tanna Kamma's name, not his name, just Tanna Kamma. So the answer is the Tanna Kamma in the Braisa. L'lamedcha shekol makom shneimer bo Moshav. When any time it said the word Moshav, this is written by the Nesachim. It says, "Enu el la'achi rush of yeshiva." Diva Rabbi Shmuel. The person who's saying this is Rabbi Shmuel. So now we can find out now the person who was talking about Moshav and explaining what Moshav means is Rabbi Shmuel. So anytime it says the word yeshiva, it only means achi rush of yeshiva and only in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "What do you mean? Hare Shabbos nerba Moshavos." It says by Shabbos Moshavos the Noheges Ben Ba'aretz Ben Chutzlaretz. How can you say that yeshiva only means what Eretz Yisrael and after you do Yerushiv Yeshiva in Shabbos is the word Moshavos and we know it applies everywhere. He says, "Don't ask me questions on Shabbos." Amar Lo Rabbi Shmuel says, "Don't be questions on Shabbos." Ena Chanami it says the word Moshavos, but of course it doesn't apply. Only to Eretz Yisrael and by Shabbos. Why is it called Bechomer? My message is Kalos, Nohagos, Ben Ba'aretz, Ben B'chutz La'aretz. Simpler mitzvahs, easier mitzvahs, whatever you want to say, apply in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, whatever those easier mitzvahs are. Shabbos, Chamira, for sure Shabbos, that's more stringent, Lokol Shekin, that they apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now, what do we see? Midamar Abai Mantan de Pagaled Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shishmuel. So Abai is the one who brought this whole thing down just now. Tashma Demar Abai. So he says, from this we see, Shma Mina Rabbi Lezer Lechumra Palig. Why? Shma Mina, because we see that Rabbi Shmuel was the one that says that what? Moshav only means Laki Rush Yeshiva. So the other one who argues with that, who says, you know, you go after what? Kol Mashavos is Rabbi Eliezer. So that's how we see it's the Chumrah. So the question that we had, did Rabbi Eliezer's Af Chadash, is referring to even Chadash, even outside Eretz Yisrael, or it means only HaKamaisa? The answer is the first thing that we said, even in outside Eretz Yisrael, not like the Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanna Kamma. Now, the Gemara says, Michti. Rabbi Shmuel, this Iker of Rabbi Shmuel, when he was b'mazbir, what the word Moshav meant, he really brought his shtikel Torah, we said, by Nesachim. Now, what was it? Why? What happened by Nesachim over here? So by Nesachim, oh, so we're asked a question, I'm sorry. You can ask the question, on Nesachim, what do you mean? On Nesachim, Bia Moshev Ksibahu. It says both the word Bia and Moshev. It's not written Moshev by itself. It's written the word Bia also. So you need both to be considered Yerusha Yeshiva. But maybe Moshev by itself means anywhere. So the Gemara says, this is Pshat, Haki Kamar. Lalameh, this is how we have to change the Bryce a little bit. The Lama to teach us. Shekol Makom Shnemar Bia Umoshev. You're right. You need both. Shnemar, you need, if you have Bia and Moshev together, Enu Elacha Yehusha Mishiva Debra Mishmoel. And Rav Elazar will argue for the Gemara Kasha. So it comes up the only time you only, it means Eretz Yisrael only has the word Bia Umoshev. So the question is, Ihachi, if so, Amal Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva asked a question to Rabbi Shmuel. He said, has a question. What do you mean? Shabbos says the word Moshavos and applies even outside Eretz Yisrael. Well, why is he answering him? No, because the Kal V'Chomer will answer that. What do you mean? Name Olay, let Rabbi Shmuel answer him simple. Ana Bia Moshev Kamina. When I said my Shtigl Torah that it means only Eretz Yisrael, I have to have the word Bia and Moshev, not just Moshev by itself. So what he should have answered that way. It's an easier answer. So he says, Chada v'yod kamor le. This is what Mishmol is saying. Chada d'ana bir Moshev kamina. First of all, I want to tell you, your question from Shabbos is incorrect because the only time it means Eretz Yisrael only has the word Bia and Moshev. Shabbos only has the word Moshev. So there's no question. And number two, and then if you tell me that you think that it only means Moshev by itself, Yod Kamar, Amar and Hare Shabbos, Never Moshevos, Shabbos Kal V'Chomer. Even if you think I'm wrong, and Shabbos itself means and means Moshev means any place, you can learn about Shabbos, no question, because Shabbos is a Kal V'Chomer. So he answered in two ways. The bottom line is, Where's their argument between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Mike Mifli is in what happened by Nesachim, which is the Holy Spirit of Nesachim. What happened by Nesachim? So, Bekirva Nesachim Midbar Kamifli. The machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is what happened by Nesachim in the Midbar. What happened? Rabbi Shmuel Sabar Lo Kivrik Nesachim Midbar. There were no private Nesachim. I'm talking about individual Nesachim, but in the there was private Nesachim on a Seaburdika Mizbeach, whatever you want to call it, Mishkan, nothing was there. So we come and so when we get to Eretz Yisrael, we only were able to enable Nesachim to be done on a Mizbeach, a bigger Mizbeach, not a private one. Rabbi Kiva Sav or Kiva Nesachim Midbar. No, you do did Kiva Nesachim Midbar. And therefore, when we got to Eretz Yisrael, we knew that already, that Kiva Nesachim applies, even, of course, applies to the Mizbeach, a large Mizbeach Tzibor. So LMI, what did it come to add? To even any place, even if it's in Eretz Yisrael or even Chutz L'Eretz Yisrael, if it's Bamos, the bottom line is that's where the machlokas stem from by Nesachim. What was the makor? What did they do in the Midbar? And from there you infer what lachem that's written there in. By the Nesachim teaching me. So it's a very hard. The bottom line is, Lachem is the Iker word that discusses how Moshav should be learned, and that Rashi is Masbir. Okay, Vaitre. Amar Abaye. Hai Tana Rabbi Shmuel. That's the first one opinion. That's Rabbi Shmuel's, that the learning of the Moshav is from the word Moshav, what it means. Mapik. This Me'idah Tan Rabbi Shmuel, this comes and is different than another Tan Rabbi Shmuel. The Tan Rabbi Shmuel, the second Tan Rabbi Shmuel says, Hoyo v'nevru bios b'torah stam. Nothing to do with the word Moshav, it's the word Bia. If it has the word Bia, Opar l'cha kasuv b'echa mehen, La'acha Yerushi Veshiva. It has the word Bia in there, and we're learning it out from Bia, the word Bia, which is learning it out from where? From making a melech. From Asada Shava, you're learning that every time it says the word Bia, it means Achi Yerushi Veshiva. Not from the word Moshev anymore, it's from a new thing. It's from where? From making a king, and it's Asada Shava. So, Af Kol Ach Yerushi Veshiva, so anytime it says the word Bia, it means Ach Yerushi Veshiva. So that's the Machlokas. According to the first shot in Rabbi Shmuel, it's from the word Moshev. And according to the second shot in Rabbi Shmuel, it's from the word Bia, learning out from Melech. The Edach, according to the first Tana, what's wrong with the second shot they're learning out from Melech? The answer is because Mishum Dehavle Melech who Bikurim Shneksum Baim Keachav. With both of them, not only king, but even Bikurim has the same Shtikal Torah. It says Kisavo, and also has at the end of that pasuk the Yerishta Vishaftaba, which means after you're settled. So it comes out both of them are teaching us the same thing. So you can't learn out from them. Mishum Dehavle Melech Bikurim Shneksum Baim Keachav. So that's why you can't learn from the Bia Shtikal Torah that you said by the according to the second Rabbi Shmuel. That's why he had to come to the first thing about Moshev. Now, according to the second Tana, it's Shneksum Banke Echad Eim Alamdin. So he says, no. It's not Shneksum Banke Echad. Each one is needed. Why? It's Rihi. Dikas Rechman Melech Lokaso Bikur. If I would have said the word Melech. And when not would have said would not be Kurim, I would say the reason why Melech needs it has to be after 14 years or after Yerusha is because that's necessary. Havamina Bikurim to come is on the altar, but Bikurim, you're deriving benefit right away. I would think you can use it right away. You don't have to wait. And that's why you can't learn out from Melech. Because of Bikurim, because of Melech, but if you wrote Bikurim and not Melech, I would say, excuse me, Havamina Melech, the dark lichbos, the altar, I would say, by a king, right away, you appoint him. We need him to take over the land. That's why one cannot learn out from the other, and it's not a problem of Shnei Kesurim Ban Keacha. That's according to Edach. Second Mishnah in Rishmael. According to the first Tana, this makes a lot of sense. So it says no. Edach. The other first Tana says no. Nechtav Rachmanim Melech Lo Boi Bikurim. Let the Torah just write the word Melech and not need Bikurim. You can learn out from there. Why? Ma Melech Lichbosh Lach Yerushim Yeshiva. If Ma'adach, a king, we're saying now, Bia is teaching us that it has to be after 14 years. I would think my mouth is most likely Rishon Yeshiva. A king is, I would really think you have to appoint him right away. And not until, delay it until later. And still, what? We have to wait? Bikurim. All for sure, Lo Kol Shekein, that you have to wait until the 14 years. So that's why you could learn out one from the other. So that's why it's Mimatsinu. Now, according to Second Tana, what do you say? Igzo Hachi, if the Torah written only verse to a king, I would not have been able to learn Bikurim. Because Bikurim, I would have said, would be like Chala. And Chala, as Rashi brings down, this is where the Bawachem and Bechala is. Chala, according to everybody, is immediate. Even if it says, because I told you this last time, it didn't say Kisavo, it says it lessened the Bawachem. Bawachem means right away. So if I only have one pasuk, I would have said, you would learn out from Chala, that's immediate. That's why you have to go and say it by Bikurim also to learn it out. So if not, I would have said it would be under Chala. Okay. Baiter. The hashed the amr nekobas aguf no hinas b'moraz b'mchutz la'aretz. So it comes out, chobas aguf, everyone agrees, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. The question is, Moshe, because of Rachman, so by Shabbos, it says the word Moshe. It makes no sense. Why by Shabbos does any Moshe? Anywhere you have to keep Shabbos. The answer is, Shabbos is written by near the topics of festivals. I would think you would need Kiddush like Mawados, just like the court has to say it's Rosh Chodesh, and from there the Yom Tov come about. So I might think also Shabbos, you need a certain type of a Kriya from Beis Din. So I would think it only applies there in Yehuda, whatever. The answer is no. It tells me the extra word tells me anywhere. Moshe b'chol Moshe seichem. Oh, Moshe because of Rachman gabi chel v'dam lamali. Well, same thing also gabi chel v'dam. That applies everywhere. Why do you need the word Moshe? It's strict. Alchem amina hoel binyanu de korbanos ksivi. It's written by korbanos. So bismad ika korban nitzor chel v'dam. When there's a korbanos, then chel v'dam apply. Bismad let korban. But if there was no what korban. Low, there wouldn't be any problem. The answer is Kamash Malan says Moshe. No matter where you are, no matter what time, even in Chutz Lawrence, even in Galus, you still have to do it. Moshe, the Katsu Rechman, Gabi Matzah, Mor, Lamali. Why is it the word Moshe, the mitzvah of matzahs all the time? Even outside of Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, it's Drosalka, I mean, Hoyo, Ksiva, Matzah, Mor, and Pluku. You have to eat Matzah, Mor together with the Korban Pesach. And when there's a Korban Pesach, if there's a Pesach, then there's a mitzvah matzah mor. In bisman to let go of Pesach lo. But if no Pesach, you don't have to do it or eat the matzah. Is no mitzvah. Kamash Mulan. That's why Moshe says at all times, at all places. Now, Mark's question. Now that's with the word Moshe. Now we're getting to the word Bia. We had that on a second. What's the second? Rabbi Shmuel. Says Bia is the big shtickle terror that tells me. So is the Bia the thing we're finally got with tefillin and petra chamor lamali? Why do I need by tefillin and petra chamor? The word Bia, tefillin applies even outside of Eretz Yisrael, as we all know. And so the answer is no. Hahumi boile l'tan and mishmo. The reason for Bia is to tell me a thing. Asi mitzvah zu. This should be another mitzvah that you should do. In order that you have a zchus to go into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, back to the Gemara. Bishlam mandi amar Moshe b'chol makom shem yoshvim, which is Rebbe Lazar, like we said, Maskana, wherever you live, that's very good. How did it says? Vayochlim yavur haaretz rachasash pesach. They got to Eretz Yisrael, they had to wait. They couldn't eat right away. The chadash marach pesach achol. Meikara lo achol. Okay, Alma. So we see from there. Akrov omer v'hadra achol. Meaning you have to first bring the omer, and once you do that, then you can eat the new grain. Alamandi amar alach yirush of yeshiva. You have to wait 14 years. Neicholi altar. Why do we say you have to wait till you bring the omer? It doesn't make any sense. You know, the whole pasuk says the chadash doesn't take apply till lachim rishim shiva. So the Gemara says no. Lo havitzrichi diksiv. They weren't allowed to eat it. The answer is no. Even according to that mandiyamar, they were not allowed to eat when they first got there. They weren't allowed to eat it right away. Why? Diksiv neisrael achlu esamar rim shana ad boam el eretz neshavas. Bnei Yisrael was not ate the man 40 years until they came to Eretz Neshavas. That means Eretz Neshavas means to Eretz Yisrael Gufa, and it also says as haman achlu ad boam el tasei Eretz Kanan, and it says they ate man until they came to Eretz Kanan. Which is like the what's it called? It's called the eastern side. It's not Eretz Kanan proper, but it's close to it. So Asher lo morad boam el eretz meshaves, shikbar nemor el eretz kanan. And the Asher lo morad el eretz kanan, shikbar kvar nemor ad boam el eretz meshaves. Again, the stirim psukim, the pasuk itself is mashma, exactly when was this man eaten? So it says, how ketaz is possible? The answer is, b'shiva v'adar meis Moshe, upasku man mil yarid. On the 17th of Adar, I'm sorry, the 7th of Adar, Moshe died. Upasuk man leirin, and the man ceased to fall down from then. V'hayu mistapkin miman shvukleim atchisar b'nisan, and until shisar b'nisan, they had enough man in their kalim to eat. So that's why the Isra Chadash came about. It was still an Isra of eating, but they had the man still until the 16th of Nisan. So the Gemara says, Tani Edach. Ibn Yisrael's man arbam shana. It says, Ibn Yisrael ate the man 40 years. It's not true. B'chi arbam shana achlu. Alo arbam shana chasr shloshim yom achlu. It's only, it was 40 years minus 30 days. Alomer lach ugos. The ugos that Ibn Yisrael shall see him in Mitzrayim, tam behem tam them. And I mean, the falling of the man was only 40 minus 30. But the ugos that they ate, it tasted like muns. That's how you got the 40 years. What? The cakes. What? Where did they come from? Why did it taste like mun?
Where did the ugos come from?
Well, they baked it there. I don't know.
Okay. They baked them in Egypt, and they did not have time to leaven.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Okay, now we're going to figure out
Those ugos were at the beginning of the 40 years. Those ugos were at the beginning of the 40 years.
Right.
And when they left Mitzrayim.
Right, exactly. So Tanya Edach, we didn't know that Bryce said, Beshiva Ba'adar Meis Moshe, Moshe died on the 7th of Adar. Oh, Beshiva Ba'adar Nolad, and he was born the same day. How do we know? Torah does never say he died on the 7th of Adar. It says, that Moshe died. And it says, so 30 days after Moshe died, Bnei Yisrael cried. So for sure, we have this 30 days. Uksiv, he achri mos Moshe, but Hashem was after Moshe died. Now what happened? Uksiv, Moshe abdi meis, v'yata, so came after that, Hashem told Yoshua, not to Moshe, but to Yoshua, Moshe abdi meis, v'yata kum avor, come now, and cross the yard and come to Eretz Yisrael. Uksiv, and it says, Ivru b'kerva machane, go through the camp, v'tzavis am le'mor, hachinu lachem tzeda, prepare for yourself Seda, which is provisions. Why? You're going to, in 33 days, you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael from the Yarden. Uksiv, ba'am alumin ha'yarden, be'esor l'chosh harishon. This is very important. On Nisan, 10th of Nisan, is when they got to Eretz Yisrael. This is from Yehoshua. It's a sefer in Chum, and sefer in Tanakh, and it says, "V'am alumin ayard be'asul chodesh harishon." Now, do some subtraction. Say mehem shloshim mishlosha yamim l'mafreya. Count 33 days back from the 10th of Nisan, and if you have a calendar, you can figure it out. Halamata shvishiva ba'adar meis Moshe. That Moshe died on the 7th of Adar. Some more it says, oh, that's very good, his death. He said, Moshe said, I am 120 today. Hayom, important word. I can't do anything anymore. I can't go in and out. So now, ain't time lomar hayom. What is the word hayom for? It's an extra word. My time lomar hayom. Well, teach me. Malamed. Again, this is not a, this is just a nice thing. He doesn't have to apply to all tzaddikim, but this tzaddikim did. Shakosh Baruch Yosha Malamed, Sinosav Shal Tzaddikim Yom 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 Chesh L'Chodesh. It teaches Hashem fills the years and the days and the months for a person. So it comes, Shinemor as Mispor Yamecha Mole, so if he has 120, so that means if mace on Zion, no one on Zion. Tan Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, Shalosh Mitzvos and Stavim Yisrael Mekhnes Mo Yaretz, this is important. Three mitzvos Yisrael did when he got to Eretz Yisrael. But no Hagas Ben Ba'aretz Ben Mechutz La'aretz, it implies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So who Adin Kinhagu. And we can learn it out that even through a Kavach Homer, we can learn it out. What's a Kavach Homer? Now again, the three things are Chadash, and then we're going to Kalayim, and play a Kerem, not Kalayim over your clothes, and Orla. What's a Kavach Homer? Uma Chadash and Isser Isser Oilum. It's not an Isser for all the time, because after says Zion, you can eat it. Veni Surah Isser Hana, you can have Hana right away. Yesh Hetchali Suro, and you can have a Hetchali Suro. Look at Rashi, on the 16th Gufa, if you brought the Omer, you can eat it right away. Nohe Ben Mars Bechutz La'aretz, so Kalayim. Yisurin Isser Olam, Yisurin Isser Hana, Vein Hetchali Suran, for sure should apply even outside of Eretz Yisrael. So Enodin, Shinhagu, Ben Mars Bechutz La'aretz, the Huadin La'orla, Orla, the same thing. Of the two, they don't have all three, but they have the two. So Rulezer Rav Shimon Omer, that comes out according to this Mandi Yamar Rav Shimon Yochai. It comes out that all these are Minatayra. Rav Shimon Omer, he argues and he says, no, this is how you learn it. If it's a mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael before they got to Eretz Yisrael, no Hagas and Ba'aretz and Chutzlaretz. But Achan is on Yisrael. But if it's given to them after, then only it's a commandment that's done in Eretz Yisrael. Except Eino Hagas Elbars Chutz Nishmatos Safim Mishloch Avad. And those two, even though they were given, Chutz Nishmatos Safim, even though they are. We'll find out like, more specific question on that. Yeah, Shalom Peace Nistavu Aleim Achanis. Even though the mitzvah is only given to them after Eretz Yisrael, no Hagas Ben Ba'aretz Mechutz La'aretz. Still, there's no Hag of Ba'aretz Mechutz La'aretz. Now, it comes out from this. You have to like think about this. It seems that real quickly, you would think that those three Orla and Klai Kerem and Chadash all are Drabanan, but he can't say that. We had that Rashi before that talked that Klai Kerem. And what was the other one? Klai Kerem and or what? An Orla. There's one's Sinai, and the other one's Drabanan. It's the Chadash one that's a problem. But you can't say that according to this Mandi Yamar all three are Drabanan. That's for sure not. Let's go by turn. Okay. So the Mordechai says, what do you mean? Hashmatas Kstafim Chobas Agufi Hu. So, what are you making a big thing about this? That it's Chobas Aguf and not Eretz Yisrael. So why are you saying Chutz Min Hashmatas Kstafim Shiloh Avadim? Those things are Aguf. They're not Karka based. So Gemara says Lo Nitzvah El Katanya. No, but I need to teach me this halacha. I might think. The Tanya, Rav Lezer Omer, Zedvar, Shmita Shamot, Bishnev Shmita Kasim Dabir, Acha Shmita Karka, Acha Shmita Kafim, Bizmash, Tabisham Karka, Tabisham Kafim, Maj, Tabisham Karka, Tabisham Kafim. So I may think Kasafim will not apply. That's why he had to say this halakha even by Kasafim. So the more it's a question, Ema, the Makam, Shmita Karka, Tabisham Kafim. Maybe I learned to say in the place where it's Misham Karka, Tabisham Kafim. I would say in a place where there's no Mishamid Karka, I would say there's no Shemitah, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael, I may think that what? Even Kesafim don't apply outside of Eretz Yisrael? The answer is no. Talmud Lomer, Ki Karash Shemitah Lashem. Those extra words, Ki Karash Shemitah Lashem, teach me in a Makom, even a place where there is no Mishamid Karka, which is Chutz La'aretz, still, there will be Kesafim. Shilling Morris says, how about that? Hope to go for he has nothing to do with the land. More so, no sacrifice, meaning the whole oxygen, of course, from Dora and Barts. It says in the Pasuk, you should have Yovel in the land. Barts him, of course, Lord Slow. So I would think in Eretz Israel, yes, and of course, Lord's not. That's why I need the Pasuk. Tamil Loma, Yovel, he, Mikol Makum. No, with Yovel, he, that you'll have this. Halacha of Shloka Vadim, even Chutz La'aretz. So we're asked the question then, Imkain, Matam Lomba of Aretz. Says the word Ba'aretz. Ba'aretz is mashma only in Eretz Yisrael. We're saying now that it's applying Vadim, Shloka Vadim even outside. The answer is no. Is manj a drawer knowing Ba'aretz? Once there is a Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, Noi b'chutz la'aretz, it applies to Eretz Yisrael, even one noi b'chutz la'aretz. And, but ein dror noheg b'aretz, ein o noheg b'chutz la'aretz.
Yeah. You killed it.